This piece was brought to you by Cane Vineyard and Winery, cane5.com. HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Business.
Over the spring and summer, we've been hearing a lot about the impending doom of Roya, or coffee rust. Roya is a fungus that stunts the growth of the fruit of the Arabica coffee and is wreaking havoc across Central and South America. We are joined in the studio today by Suyog and Anu of Drift Away Coffee. Drift Away Coffee is a single-origin coffee roasting and delivery service. So guys, how do you expect Roya will impact your typical coffee customer?
So when we think about Roya, we should think about how long it's been around. So it's actually been around since 1850. It was the reason why in Sri Lanka, all the coffee crop is completely devastated and replaced with tea. And in Central America itself, it's been around since 1970. So it's been around for a long time. What's recently happened is that essentially for Roya to grow, it needs temperatures between 20 to 25 degrees Celsius and about in like a wet, moist climate. And that used to be prevalent more in lower growing areas. And so Roya wasn't that widespread. But lately, there's been a lot of climatic change, especially in like Guatemala, in the high mountain areas where coffee is grown. And that has resulted in Roya being just really widespread. And Roya spreads very easily. The biggest problem with Roya is there is no cure for it. And so what that has meant for farmers is that they've had to use a lot of fungicides. They're trying to use more disease-resistant varieties of coffee. And in many cases, they have to actually cut the entire tree down, like stump it, in order to protect their plant. And that takes about 3 years to grow back. And so what that essentially means is a huge shortage of coffee from Central American countries. For instance, in Guatemala last year, they declared a state of emergency because about 70% of their crop was less than usual.
And I think for the consumer side of it, the customer here, you know, in the United States or any coffee drinking country, there isn't a direct impact as such. What happens is there's fewer coffees coming from El Salvador, from Guatemala, from Nicaragua, from Honduras, Colombia for many years. So it drives the prices up. It increases the reliance on the roaster to source the same types of tastes of beans that they expect in their espresso blends, in their single origin sort of drip coffee. And then what that means is that, you know, consumers are getting sort of the same, but not exactly the same coffees. What's more important is what we can do to get over Roya, because it's like Anu was saying before, it has happened before. People have sort of dealt with it in a way over the course of 3 to 4 to 5 years, and then, you know, it sort of goes away or goes away enough that you're, you know, things are sort of back to normal. So some of the things that are happening are roasters are starting to contribute to, or they can contribute through their importers and other means back to the farmers, so that they are getting money and the resources that they need to be able to apply the right set of fungicides and the right set of investment in place to be able to deal with Roya. And then secondarily, we can also fund a lot more coffee research. The coffee is a complicated plant, probably more than grapes and the wine industry, but there's very little known about the genetics of it. There's very little known about how things like Roya truly affect and how we can solve for it in a longer, like 15 to 20 year horizon. So that's something that we can also start to fund, and then ultimately the whole industry will get further ahead scientifically. We'll just know more about coffee and hopefully we'll be able to deal with it before it happens.
Wow, so definitely an issue to watch and to look to. It sounds like roasters for continued kind of like leadership on both educating about this, but also driving resources to the industry. If folks want to learn more about your work or maybe sign up for a coffee subscription, what's the best way for them to do that?
We're at driftaway.coffee. It's a new URL. We're kind of excited about it.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining me in the studio today. For Heritage Radio Network, this is Aaron Fairbanks.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. Thanks for listening.